Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
End the regular season with a loss, maybe following Wiggy's advice yesterday on this show, and they will get the Toronto Maple Leafs in round one of the playoffs. Curtis, your lead this morning was extraordinary.
Thank you.
But I would ask you this, based on new information that you were gleaning from a piece on the New England Patriots and the departure of Bill Belichick, would you redo your lead? Because I could give you an opportunity, like lead dessert or something like that.
I can't read fast enough. God, this is incredible.
Okay.
This piece by Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta on Bill Belichick remaining a free agent is incredible. We have breaking news on Belichick's future.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you this.
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
First of all, where is it? Is it
ESPN.com.
Okay. Stand by for a minute, because we could give you a lead 2.0 in a moment.
An aperitif.
Let me just get the Wiggy's lead real quick.
All right, mine's super quick. Because I heard yesterday, I heard Grish and Foyer talking about it. I know Lou was talking about it, how there's no blame on the players when it comes to fielding.
Right.
One of the things Grish was saying yesterday, which it made no sense to me, is these guys should learn fielding at the AAA level. By the time they get to the major leagues, they should know how to field. Well, can you say that? Shouldn't they know how to hit? Shouldn't they know how to pitch? Shouldn't they know how to do everything else? So then if that's the case, well, all you're really doing is basically saying how menial it is of a job to have a manager. Like, so how can Alex Cora be that good?
So you're saying there should be no hitting coach when it comes to Major League Baseball?
No, because you should, like, based off of what they're saying, is you should already know how to hit by the time you get to the major leagues. If you already know how to field, if they're saying, well, you should already know how to field, shouldn't you already know how to hit and pitch? So what's the purpose of the manager? No one plays small ball no more. So what is his role? So then we shouldn't either really be criticizing or praising Cora because all he really does is really set the lineup card.
So you would disagree with Lou and with Gresh and others.
Yeah.
Who say the fact that these guys can't field the baseball is not on them, it's on Alex Cora.
Oh, no, it is to blame on them, but not on the manager to make sure they're working on that skill level because they should already know how to field. They don't have enough time to field ground balls. So what the hell do they do down in spring training? What's all that time that they're down there for? Yeah. So then if they can't hit, then should we ever get on Cora? So saying, well, it's not the coaches, the manager's fault. These guys should know how to hit. They're big leaguers. They should know how to pitch. What is any manager good for?
I don't think.
Can't you get AI to set up a lineup card?
Absolutely nothing.
I don't think Alex Cora was given a roster that is full of guys who can do the very things that you're talking about. Unfortunately,
fail the ground ball or pup fly.
They're not there yet. These guys are not there yet.
Right,
they should be there because they're in Major League
but
Baseball.
That's the point that what everybody's telling me is that, oh, these guys are not good enough to feel. Think about this. You are telling me guys who play Major League Baseball, who have been playing baseball their whole life, are not good enough to field ground balls. And if they can't field ground balls, that's not on the manager. Mm-hmm. It's just they haven't. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
So then what is the manager good for in Major League Baseball?
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Yesterday, we talked a little bit on this show about Rory McIlroy and the rumors that were floating around that he had been offered $850 million.
Very similar to your contract.
To leave the PGA and head over to LIV. And yesterday, Rory stepped up to tell you that that is not true and that he will remain a PGA-er for life.
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from LIV, and I've never contemplated going to LIV. I think I've made it clear over the past 2 years that I don't think it's something for me. Doesn't mean that I judge people that have went and played over there. I think one of the things that I've realized over the past 2 years is, you know, people can make their own decisions for, you know, whatever they think is best for themselves. And, you know, who are we to judge them for that? But obviously here today, and I'm playing this PGA Tour event next week, and I will play the PGA Tour for the rest of my career.
He okay. is going to jump ship. That is a guy who has backpedaled and gone from absolutely hating anybody that went to LIV to now, I don't judge.
Sorry, he says he's not, he hasn't judged anybody?
He was
losing it over guys leaving. Hmm. He was basically saying that anybody who left and went to LIV, whether you're Phil Mickelson or whomever,
right,
were destroying the sanctity of the PGA Tour.
Well, he's learning how to negotiate now.
Yeah.
That's doing.
I think what he's saying to you is the 850 was just a number that was thrown out there.
Yeah.
Ink not dry yet on the contract, but maybe if it comes, I might take it and don't hold me.
Or here's my napkin and my rebuttal to your 850. Yeah.
All right. Secondary lead from Curtis, based on this Wickersham piece this morning, Curtis.
All right, so
ESPN.com.
Don Van Natta and Seth Wickersham, probably about 3,000 words. I'm just about done.
Wiggy's lead, 3,000 words.
You all remember, we discussed Antigua. That was a whole to-do about the boat. Dream Boat is what it's called, $200 million boat for Arthur Blank. Bill and Arthur, just those two, sat together on the boat. They each left that, just like the media's reporting on it, feeling like they had found their match, Bill Belichick was going to be the new head coach in Atlanta. Well, after that, Robert Kraft and Arthur Blank spoke, as Arthur Blank was going around the NFL to try and understand the references, as you would hiring anybody, mm-hmm. even the great Bill Belichick. And according to two sources in this story, Kraft delivered a stark assessment of Belichick's character. Mm. The source quoted Belichick's sources saying Robert called Arthur to warn him not to trust Bill.
Ugh.
The sources said Kraft made clear to Arthur Blank, quote, "You'll never have a warm conversation with Belichick," unquote. Blank likes coaches who feel a part of his family, said a Falcon source, and it was not going to be that way with Bill. So you also go to Josh Harris, the new guy in charge with the Commanders. We had talked about this at the time. He and Jonathan Kraft went to Harvard Business School together.
They're Harvard Business School bros.
The Commanders were obviously a destination that Bill Belichick was interested in, given his proximity to where he grew up with that team, and that was never off the ground. Mm. There's just so many other little things. Anyway, Bill Belichick will be signing with Peyton Manning's Omaha production company.
Mm-hmm.
That is what he will do this season. Bill Belichick did not envision in any scenario that he would not be coaching last year. And my guess from this, we don't see Bill Belichick in June. I don't think there's any shot in hell
that
he's going to be here.
Hell no.
And what the real thing is that there's the greatest hits in here. Robert wanted to fire Bill last year. His son talked him out of it, thinking that he had deserved the right to coach in 2023. And the coaching staff, the Patricia Judge, comes up often when other teams were discussing that, what do you do after Bill Belichick? But if not for the Krafts, from reading the story, I mean, in the story, Stacey James disputes that quote, so to get that out there, that the Patriots say that didn't happen. But if you believe the reporting of Don Van Noten and Seth Wickersham, which has been pretty good, nearly pristine, Bill Belichick is not a head coach in the NFL because Robert Kraft told his buddy not to hire him.
Yikes.
I believe that.
I mean, that's after standing up together at a press conference and gushing about him and basically trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes and acting like it was a gracious uncoupling.
Yeah.
And then you're calling around doing him dirty with whatever, the one job essentially that he could have had.
And the one thing that will also be, I think, a big pullout from this, so after the meeting on the boat and everything goes well, and then the check with, you know, with the Patriots, and then all of a sudden he's not hired, according to the reporting, they did a sit-down, everybody within the Falcons organization, before they made their hire, and Belichick didn't finish in the top three of anybody's ranking, from getting the job to speaking with the Krafts to not even being a finalist. He was not a finalist for the Falcons job, according to the reporting in this story.
You know, and Arthur Blank is a dumbass because
it's the NFL, Greg.
I know, but like, think about the source.
Mm-hmm.
And think about the fact, if you're Arthur Blank, Robert Kraft clearly is motivated not by trying to help your organization, but he doesn't want Bill Belichick to go elsewhere and be successful.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like if you're hiring somebody from a competitor, and the competitor, I don't care what business you're in, radio or anything else, and the competitor calls and says, wow, this person's a real jerk, and I've never had a warm conversation with them. Think about the motivation for why the person's calling. They don't want you to have them.
Yeah. Right.
You dumbass.
Or they don't want that person to be successful, or because the crazy part about this is that when you look at what was done, coaches do that all the time where they say, you know, when a coach says, hey, what's going on with this player? We're looking to sign him. Yeah, you want to stay away from him.
Right, but
he's bad business.
But a lot of times, smart coaches take a flyer on a guy.
I'm just saying how they tell other, like Kraft calling his boy and everything.
Yeah,
like
ridiculous.
That happened with me with the Vikings when Mike Tice sat there and said, well, am I going to have issues with you? Belichick said I'm going to have. So it's like, what? He's sullying the wall.
So wait, Bill Belichick told Mike Tice that he was going to have issues with you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's.
What kind of issues? I have no.
He didn't get into it like that.
It might have just been talking excessively at meetings.
Yeah, it could have been like. It could have been
stealing
like
stealing other people's food out of the company refrigerator?
No, we had a lot of food there.
Was that back before they had unlimited minutes on the cell phone plans?
No. The unlimited minutes might not have been out yet, but that's what the league is, and what I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
Now you're seeing a window into kind of how it works.
Yeah.
From
did Bill say it'll be fine as long as you don't let him go on a boat with strippers?
No, I went on no boat.
But here's the thing, Greg.
Like, nothing wrong with going on a boat with strippers either.
There was never any proof of that ever happening.
Never.
The only boat I love is anywhere with Wiggy. But if not for the Dynasty docuseries, there may be Patriots fans, or may have been Patriots fans, that would believe the reporting that Robert Kraft denies that this happened. But having just watched that 10-part docuseries, this is just a continuation of what we had seen. And it is just, And also, Arthur Blank, you total and complete nothing.
Yeah.
You're going to be subservient to another owner and say, yeah. Oh, you're right. You know,
that's ridiculous.
Like, you saw a front row seat of the greatest comeback in the history of sports. You were on the sideline. You have the opportunity to bring a guy into your building for 2 to 3 years, and yeah. you say no because he wasn't talking to you like a family member?
Just ridiculous. All right.
Oh, interesting.
Great secondary. Great yeah. dessert lead, Curtis.
Thank you.
All right. We'll get to They Said It next. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we'll talk about the award that LeBron James can't believe he hasn't been given yet. We'll get to that coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox scored 5 runs in the 6th.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Inning to erase a 5-1 deficit and take the lead against the Guardians last night, but Kenley Jansen blew the save in the 9th. Cleveland took it in the 11th with 3 off of Josh Winkowski. Final score was 10-7. Garrett Whitlock and Rafael Devers both left the game with injuries. Another one with the Guardians tonight at Fenway, 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. The Bruins listened to Wiggy. They fell in the season finale 3-1. Linus Ullmark was in goal. He had 17 saves in the loss. The Bruins now have the Maple Leafs in the first round. It was an emotional one. Jack Edwards has announced his retirement. And we have a game to pay attention to tonight in the NBA. The Sixers will host the Miami Heat in a battle for the number 7 seed tonight. Tip is at 7. The loser of this game will then host either the Hawks or the Bulls on Friday night. The winner of that matchup gets Boston on Sunday. And I believe that is good news for our basic brunch.
Oh, yeah. So, no disrespect to Taylor Swift and your theme for this basic brunch.
Yes, yep, yep.
But I am turning it into a Celtics playoff watch party.
Yes, right. With a Taylor Swift pregame.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
You can have the pregame.
Yep.
I get the 1 o'clock Celtics start.
Yes.
If you want to come and watch the game with me and Courtney, maybe Wiggy.
Maybe I might show up. Depends
show
on parking.
Up. We'll watch the game.
Yep.
Curtis shows up.
Yeah, I'll show up. I'll show out.
Curtis will be there. We will brunch so hard and then watch the Celtics at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, and that's in South Boston.
South Boston at the Playwright. Go on the GregHillFoundation.com, and yeah. you can buy
dot
tickets
org.
There.
Greg Hill, sorry. GregHillFoundation.org is where you go, and we only have limited seats left. It's
yes.
a really good deal. You get entrees, appetizers, all that stuff, food, beverages, the whole thing. And you can basic brunch just like Courtney and her friends.
Yep.
Basic brunch.
Shine, we can have a salad for you if you would like to come.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Also, shout out to whoever scheduled all this. The Bruins playing on Saturday, Celtics playing on Sunday. That is chef's kiss.
Very good. All natural chicken is full of flavor and right now on sale. Today through Thursday at Shaw's Star Market, get value pack all natural boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, I'm sorry. I know we're late. Do you know what? It just came to me. Robert Kraft said to many people and through other people that he would have fired Bill, but he didn't want a repeat of Brady winning elsewhere. So he prevented him from getting the job.
Yep.
I mean, how is it any more clear than that? He sabotaged the opportunity so as to not have the same thing reoccur.
And what is it that Bill did that was so horrendous to you?
I don't know. How many more billions of dollars do you have in your house?
Nothing. It's petty and embarrassing.
It's going to backfire, though, on Kraft, because Atlanta, it might have been harder for him to win a Super Bowl down there, where now next year, when he goes and he picks his place, might be a lot easier, the organization he lands at.
It's just, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, Wiggy, Mike Vrabel, Willie McGinnis, they were all responsible for bringing you 20 years of unequaled success. And to turn around at the end of it and prevent somebody from going elsewhere when you're firing them is just a no-class move as far as I'm concerned.
Nope.
No class whatsoever.
It's sunny outside, though. 44 degrees, and this is going to be a rough day at One Patriot Place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.